Our world has turned upside down. Traditional leadership principles that remained stable for centuries have been dramatically inverted. What was once predominantly male, hierarchical, and Western-oriented has rapidly evolved into something more fluid, impatient, and bottom-up. This transformation has exposed leadership failures across nearly every sector, from corporate tax avoidance to political scandals to the hashtag MeToo movement. The collapse of institutions like Lehman Brothers and scandals at companies like Enron highlight how traditional leadership models have become inadequate for modern challenges. What makes today's leadership environment uniquely challenging is the speed of change. Social media, artificial intelligence, and technological advancement have created a landscape where leaders are constantly pulled between opposing forces. Imagine trying to navigate a ship through a storm where the compass spins wildly between 8 different poles. That's the reality for today's leaders. They must balance being globally minded while maintaining local relevance, innovating without alienating stakeholders, and processing vast information while maintaining strategic perspective. The fundamental problem? Our tendency to rely on narrow logic, data, and quantitative metrics has created dangerous blind spots. While this analytical approach serves scientific progress well, it misses insights from more inclusive thinking that encompasses belief, community values, and longer-term vision. As one CEO noted, when change isn't allowed to be a process, it becomes an event, and often a catastrophic one. Business users receive an email every 6 minutes, while millennials check their phones 150 times daily. This constant interruption creates a paradox. We have more information than ever, yet less ability to make sense of it. Our digital environment favors analytical processes that excel at measuring and atomizing information, while our capacity for synthesis and broader vision suffers. Internet algorithms recognize our consumption patterns and serve similar content, creating echo chambers that shield us from different viewpoints and inhibit tolerance for opposing opinions. This narrowed outlook creates educated ignorance. Leaders become fast forgetters focused solely on the present. The information deluge transforms leadership into a communication-heavy role where transparency challenges authority. Leaders experiencing information overload show clear signs: poor concentration, constant distraction, compulsive email checking, and rushed decision-making. Perhaps we should approach information consumption with the same mindfulness we give to our diets, being intentional about what we consume and how we process it. The economic landscape has fundamentally changed, yet many operate on outdated assumptions. While official inflation appears modest, reality tells a different story. Prescription drugs have surged 29 to 93%, healthcare costs rise 25% annually, and urban rents now consume 29.1% of income. Shrinkflation has become a widespread corporate tactic, reducing product sizes while maintaining prices. Cereal boxes have shrunk from 16 to 14.5 ounces, chocolate bars are 20% smaller, and toilet paper rolls contain 30% fewer sheets. Even new apartments have shrunk 8 to 12% while prices climb higher. Global debt has reached $233 trillion, triple the world's annual GDP. In the U.S., 47% of workers can't access $500 for emergencies without borrowing. This debt burden forces governments to slash social services, raise retirement ages, and cut healthcare and education, breaking the social contract with citizens. The system creates perverse incentives. Savers earn near zero interest while watching their purchasing power erode, as speculators receive bailouts and support. This economic moral inversion penalizes prudent financial behavior, fueling public cynicism and institutional distrust. Despite increasing leisure time and wealth, we feel busier than ever. Job tenures have shortened to 3 to 7 years, and more people remain single, reflecting a broader societal impatience. In just 15 years, our expectations have transformed dramatically. From Facebook and Amazon to Tinder, we've grown addicted to instant gratification. Nearly everything, from banking to medical diagnoses, is now available immediately online. Patience, waiting without complaint, combines self-control, humility, and generosity. This virtue underlies justice, democracy, and leadership itself. Yet technology's increasing speed undermines these foundations, trading long-term efficiency for short-term gains. The marshmallow experiments showed that children who delayed gratification achieved better life outcomes. Similarly, patient leadership inspires. When leaders share long-term visions, setbacks become opportunities to demonstrate resolve. When they wait in line with their team, they show equal respect for all. Sometimes the seemingly slower, straight path proves more efficient than a hasty zigzag. We're living through an anger epidemic. Physical assaults on UK NHS staff rose dramatically in recent years, while a third of people have family members struggling with anger control. Half regularly lose temper at work, road rage incidents are increasing, and 71% admit to internet rage, with half of Americans reporting increased anger levels overall. Social media enables consequence-free anonymous communication. Six factors drive toxic online behavior: anonymity, invisibility, asynchronous communication allowing emotional hit and runs, false intimacy, an imaginary consequence-free world, and absence of authority. Leaders face unprecedented criticism in the digital age, with some politicians receiving hundreds of daily threats, escalating to thousands per minute during crises. Mindfulness offers solutions. Companies like Google and General Mills demonstrate that mindfulness programs boost productivity, decision-making, and stress management. Today's leadership demands empathy over authority. The ability to truly listen, though rare, represents leadership at its finest, making the attentive leader the most influential voice in the room. Today's leaders must operate by spirit over letter of the law, prioritizing fairness, collective benefit, and imagination over pure logic. They need to emphasize culture over strategy while fostering genuine inclusion. Modern leadership demands comfort with uncertainty, scenario planning, and valuing patient listening. Leaders should welcome failure, pursue quality over scale, emphasize sharing over ownership, and develop proactive rather than reactive processes. Leadership transcends management by focusing on education before catastrophe strikes. Growing inequality threatens to drive societal division, requiring leaders to demonstrate moral responsibility beyond their organizations. Teams need cognitive diversity, not just demographic representation. Focus on the unique values and skills diversity brings rather than surface characteristics. True inclusivity connects to democratic principles of shared resources and wisdom. While nostalgia beckons, we can't return to an idealized past. Today's leadership crisis presents opportunities for those willing to embrace new approaches with mindfulness and optimism. In today's chaotic world, true leadership isn't about having all the answers. It's about asking better questions and balancing analytical thinking with emotional intelligence. The most effective leaders navigate complexity while maintaining their moral compass, focusing less on confident proclamations and more on thoughtful guidance. The challenges we face, from climate change to technological disruption, demand leaders who see beyond immediate profits to broader purpose and generational impact. In our interconnected world, leadership requires understanding that our fates are intertwined. Great leadership isn't about being the smartest person in the room, but creating environments where collective intelligence thrives. It's about empowering others and measuring success through collective achievement rather than individual accomplishment. The future belongs to those who embrace complexity, cultivate empathy, and serve something greater than themselves. In a world of uncertainty, the greatest leadership act is standing firmly for what matters most, our shared humanity and collective future.